Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome to the Gamer Show. This is a slightly different version tonight. We are all... Well, you'll see none of us. You'll currently just be able to see the screen of War Thunder. So we're trying something different tonight. We are streaming live on Twitch for the first time as well, so that's a new thing for us tonight. And what we're going to do is the three of us are going to play this game. We have no cameras on any of us.
Badly, probably, yeah.
We have no cameras on any of us either for a variety of reasons. Sam and Chiz are both at their own houses, and neither of them have cameras, or they do, but it just was going to get too complicated to set that up.
I've not washed the jam off, so I wouldn't be setting up a
camera. Because I've damaged my leg, so I'm on crutches, so I'm having to sit down, and no cameras point to where I'm sitting.
How did you hurt your leg, by the way?
Yeah, so I've actually properly torn my calf muscle. I had to go to the hospital and everything like that. I'm on crutches and stuff. Running down Waverley Steps to catch a train.
Did you fall in an embarrassing, no,
I didn't fall.
Manner?
No, I didn't fall.
The injury of yuppies.
I was kind of sprinting down Waverley Steps, doing like 2-3 steps at a time, because I was going to miss my train. And about sort of 2/3 of the way down, I just felt this pain as if somebody had like booted me in the back of the leg, and this really audible pinging noise, kind of popping noise. And I can put any weight on my leg. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I can put any weight in my leg, so I'm on crutches. And it's fun. It's fun.
Torn muscles are pretty horrible.
Yeah. So I'm on painkillers, and so I can't stand up. So I'm sitting down. So anyway, that's why we're here. So we thought instead of just
missing your perfect injury, then you're perfect. Just give me the wheelchair. I'm ready.
So we thought instead of instead of doing a no show tonight, we thought we'd try this, because this is something we've talked about recently, so I thought I'd have a shot of this tonight. So that's basically it.
I bullied them into playing a game I wanted.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. We were talking about doing Rainbow Six Siege as well, doing this kind of thing, so we may do that another night, if this works fine.
Yeah.
Or any other game in general.
Yeah, so I think we've got the setup working quite nicely, so...
Yep, so everyone can hear our audio. It's not just you talking and then silence and then answering a question no one else can hear.
Well, we'll just check that. I'll just check in the chat room.
It was working earlier on.
Yeah, when we were testing earlier, it was all working, but I'm just double-checking.
We did actually test this.
Yeah, mainly because it was a Monday holiday today and me and Chiz had nothing better to do with our time. If it's not a holiday, we can't test this kind of stuff. So Ross has confirmed in the chat room that they can hear us, so that's grand. Somebody's got a clacky keyboard.
Yeah, it's me. Sorry.
Why am I a Jap?
Oh, no, don't read that.
Oh,
no.
Because you have chosen the
Japanese
Air Force.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay, so we're going to play this War Thunder game.
Mong child.
Oh, dear. Right, so we're going to play this game. So if you want to start following us on Twitch, if you do a search for BTN_gamershow, I've also added a button in on our episode pages on the British Tech Network's website. So you want to jump through to that and you can subscribe there as well and see what we're up to. We'll probably post quite a bit of content on there. I don't know how we're going to work it. We may cross post. I don't know. We'll see how it happens. Anyway, so here we are, War Thunder. So Sam, tell us a little bit about this game. I know you've spoken about it in previous episodes, but it'd probably be good to kind of give a little bit of an opener on what this game is and why we thought it was a good idea to play it. And also, I should just point out to those of you chatting in the chat room, I currently have the chat room visible on the live stream. Okay.
So what you do is you go down to the river and you cast your rod, right? And then you just kind of sit and wait for a fish to bite, and then you reel it in a virtual way.
Okay. Okay.
I don't really believe anyone fishes for fishing. It's just an excuse to be out in the wilderness and flash passerbys.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I think mainly it's to stand in a river with your cock out and just do it for hours on end. Really?
Yeah. Eventually, you'll get a nibble.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is a tank and plane World War II simulator. The tank thing is all right, but
it's free to play. Yeah.
Oh yeah, free to play. Although there are microtransactions, but you can totally ignore it and just kind of crawl your way through and unlock things as you go. It's well worth it. It's really good fun. It's very good fun with friends.
As we're going to demonstrate.
It's quite short, so you can do it in kind of 15-minute stints. So it doesn't take up a huge amount of time, although it's a bit moorish. So once you have like a battle, and if you do really well, you want to go back in and do well again. And if you do really badly, you're like, no, I want to kill more things. it's
kick this off
good
while
fun.
Get loading up.
Yeah, let's fire on. Is everybody ready? Is everybody clicked ready?
Someone hasn't. Someone hasn't clicked ready.
Somebody hasn't clicked ready.
I know who it is.
I have evidence to see.
I've been ready.
Yeah.
It's Prune Boy.
Prune Boy. So we have an extra man in our squad tonight. He's not audible, but Ross, who's a regular in the chat room, has joined our squad. Though we've not given him talking privileges. He's just going to have to chase us around the map.
Long time gamer show parasite, Ross Roy.
He's not just a fish. He's the sucker fish that sucks onto the rest of the fish.
No. He's that fish that swims up your
urethra.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yep.
So you were saying it's free. There are microtransactions, but you were reassuring me earlier that you don't have to do the microtransactions.
No, you don't at all. It takes a while to unlock stuff, and obviously the higher up, the better your planes get, the longer it takes to unlock them. But
okay.
We're
basically ready to go.
You choose one of your planes.
So I've got four to choose from here. You can see on the screen. You also have some other stuff here like gun targeting distance. So you'll see that in a second. But basically that defaults at 400. I increased it to 800. Don't think it actually makes a blind bit of difference, to be quite honest with you. But somebody got Top Gun.
What
going.
The hell is that?
Somebody's playing the Top Gun theme music.
Jeez.
Oh, well done, Chiz.
Commence Operation Slippery Nipple.
So this is the map down here. I think we're the Reds.
Chiz, what did we talk about before? Yes.
He's wounded. Oh, no, you're shooting me.
Wait a minute. I don't know where you guys are. So you'll see here, we are the Blues, and we are fighting against the Reds. The Green's there, so you'll see that Sam
really.
In front
Speak
of me there.
Speak for yourself, Paul.
That's Dr. Nasty Flaps there, that's
God,
Sam.
Doing well.
Then we've got Ross as Mammoth Prune there. So, I don't actually know where Chiz is. You seem to be off the map, Chiz. Where are you?
Chiz is just in front of me.
Oh, yeah, you were just being hidden by...
Oh, my God, I'm out of ammo.
He's
incredibly...
diving.
You know I'm leaving him. He's
right.
Done incredibly
so,
well.
Anyway, so there's right. Chiz. There's Jawa Fiddler there. There we go.
Right, everyone on me, we're going for this Sunderland.
Okay, we're all right, okay.
Enemy orphanage
P26. P26B.
P26, whoa, you're just shooting numbers at me here. Wait a minute, I'm just going to follow you. Okay.
The target I'm on.
Right, well, do you want to stay on the same target? So basically the aim of the game here is you've got to try and get inside that little target thing there. Oh, and my screen's just been covered.
Power.
Yeah, so you lose power on your guns after a while.
If you've lost your engine, you are in trouble.
I've got zero. The propeller's not moving anywhere.
Chiz has gone down.
I am actually gliding.
Where are you? You're miles away.
Nice.
Though. You are miles away.
Me?
Yeah.
Press W, Chiz. For your engine?
Yeah, that's efficient. Yeah. Oh no, I'm pressing team chat now, that's what's going on.
Ah, yes. Says cheese.
Right, okay, Sam. Right. Where, I'm flying in formation behind you. Where are we heading
going for? NE form dot in the A5M4.
Cool. Right, let's head for him. Or her.
So does no one know what button it is to restart? I'm coming in for a landing.
So basically you've got to aim for this little thing in front.
I've taken him out.
Yeah, I got a kill assist for that.
Okay, I'm upside down in the field. Oh, no, my wings are blown off.
Killer shaft in the hurricane.
The what?
Killer shaft.
Yep. He's climbing high.
He is indeed.
Yeah, and
oh,
he's...
Oh, nice.
Hey, can I shoot him while he's flying? Oh, you see the ejector seat there? We're not
you
able
can,
to shoot him.
But it's a bit mean. It's a bit rude.
How are we losing? The three of us are doing so well. Chiz is somewhere over on there. So there's some kind of tactics and stuff you can use here. So, like, flying very, very close to the trees is actually quite good. That's apparently very good for, like, evading enemy fire and stuff.
Oh.
Okay, so your main tactics are boom and zoom.
Yeah.
Which is where you climb up high and basically kind of dive bomb people.
Okay.
There's turn fighting, which is... like just turning in a circle and outmaneuvering your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There are more complex things like cutting away and then cutting back in on people.
Right.
Usually if you're above. So you can kind of slow down. They think you're turning off. And then you zoom back in and cut them to shreds.
You hit the brakes and they'll fly right by.
I have to say, Ross is doing bloody well to still be up.
So, we don't appear to be shooting at anybody right now. What's the story there? Where's Chiz?
I bet Chiz lost part of my wing.
Oh, you're back! This is Chiz over
I'm
here.
I'm trying to...
targets,
take...
but it's
yeah,
not going well.
There's a guy coming for you, Chiz.
So I'm coming down to get him as well. P26B is coming to get you, Chiz.
Yeah, 10 miles.
I've lost part of my wing. I can't really fly.
Oh, little bastard.
Yeah, he got away with that one.
No, he didn't.
Where is he?
No,
I've lost him now. Where is he? Is he behind me? Oh, got him. Yeah, he's down. He's
I
down.
I took him out.
He's down.
You can... See, you pretty much cannot outturn the Hurricane or the Spitfire. And
we are losing badly.
Don't seem to have realized that. Yeah, we need to destroy ground targets.
Found another tree.
Ah, failed. We should have been actually paying attention. Right, okay, so there's obviously missions. Oh, I've just been shot down just at the end there. That sucks.
Yeah, so at the beginning, it'll ask you to take out ground targets or enemy aircraft or whatever.
And we did none of the above. Whatever we were told to do there, we did not do.
I took out some ground targets.
I did not too bad.
I was second. I only got 5 kills in total, though, which is pretty poor for me. No one was at the bottom, and
Ricky Dumplings
before,
was at the bottom. Ricky Dumplings.
I thought Ross did really well for his for his first shot.
Okay, I'm going to try a different country now. I'm going to go with a Russian plane.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Britain because they're the best, obviously. Superior in every way. And I'm going to give Jerry a damn good thrashing.
And we all know part of a good pilot's training is sexual abuse.
From an early age.
Oh, yes.
Right, in we go.
Here we go. Right.
I think I'm going to go for an unorthodox tactic here.
Well, what about the unorthodox tactic is that we actually follow the instructions?
Because that's poor.
But surely we want to win.
It's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun to get in there and give Jerry a damn good beating.
But okay.
I've run a good rough seat too.
Yep.
Can I do something with my modifications?
You can when it comes up saying that you've unlocked modifications.
So
yes.
Right now I've got a button open that says that I can do stuff. I've got off, armor, x-ray, and modifications.
Then no, because all you're doing is just looking at them. But when it opens up, when you actually unlock things, then, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Here we go again. Right. So the battle plan this time is destroy ground forces of the enemy. So that's all we need to do this time.
That's
what
it
is
says,
the sketch here? I don't get that sketch. What does that mean?
What sketch?
The one that was there with the lines and junk.
It's just a drawing. Okay. It's just a drawing, Paul.
Fine.
Right. Okay. So I am going to fight the enemy. I'm going to dogfight them. I'm going to do this in a Sunderland bomber, which is actually a boat with wings on it.
Right, let's see what happens. We're supposed to be destroying enemy ground units. We're in the mountains. How can
None
we destroy ground units?
The last one as well.
No, Chiz and Ross both did twice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I was taken out by trees, so it wasn't the Hun.
Well, I don't know. Jerry's forestry department is quite advanced.
Right, sure, so we've got to get over these mountains here. See, the scenery, for a free game, I'm just quite impressed, like, the scenery and stuff. I mean, it's not, like, earth-shattering,
it's
but it's pretty awesome.
I think it's stunning. I'm going to...
Well.
Act like Chiz on a Saturday night. And dump my load on the first available target.
Oh, I'm down! Oh!
Yeah.
And that's an example
and
of crashing. Oh, and I've taken a tree out as well. Oh, there's a small forest
then I'm going
fire
to
I've
look
created.
For a fight.
Small forest fire.
I be a sky pirate.
You've got two right behind you, Sam.
Yeah. Well, my rear gunner's going to take care of those.
Okay, I'm just going to come up on this ridge here. All like
peanut
cinematic
meat
and stuff. And then down the other side, here we come.
That was
just beautiful.
Didn't quite go to plan there.
This is quite difficult. You can see here when I'm using the mouse, it's actually really, really difficult.
What are you
control.
Doing with the mouse, Paul?
What do you mean?
Well, I can't see.
I'm showing on the screen here that it's actually quite difficult with the mouse because when you think you're going to be actually like being able to hit them, that little funny little target that sits in front of it, it actually is quite difficult.
Are you using the W and D keys for sharp turning?
Yeah.
You are. Good. That's jolly good.
Right, here we go.
I believe I took them out as well by flying straight into their face.
That's a solution.
I was going for him.
We have yet to destroy any ground troops. We're actually doing slightly better than we did the last time. It would appear. Oh, Ross is with me. Okay, I'm just going to follow Ross into battle. It's because we don't appear to be doing... Despite the fact that the three of us are on the microphones, we don't appear to be doing anything to help each other. Or doing any sort of tactics whatsoever.
Me and Chiz are working together. Yeah!
Yay! Kill assist. Ah, balls. Overheating my gun again.
That's really annoying when that happens, because there doesn't appear to be any... notification to tell you.
There's a little red circle appears around your target and thing, make sure you don't fill it right up. Whoop,
that's
shit.
What that is.
Yeah, it's alright. I saw you. Yep.
Gone.
So short bursts are the way to go. You don't want to spuff your load in a wanna.
That makes sense.
Right. Oh shit, it's a yak!
Like, as in the animal?
Yeah.
I've just killed Sick Food and Roy.
Oh, he's completely arsed my plane! I need some help!
I don't know where you are, where are you? I can see Chiz, I can't see you. Oh, I see you, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I need some help!
A little bit more information like this. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, I crashed.
Into him. You've taken both of you out.
In what manner could I have described where I was to you that would have made sense?
The sky. I mean, I didn't know you were in the sky.
Directly under the sun.
Right. I'm beside the mountain, Paul.
Yep. I don't care if he's got better bomber. Pointy, but I am going after bananas are tasty. Oh, it's
good man. Oh, you buggers.
Bananas are tasty. Just got Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Yep.
Yeah. No, actually, Dark Side did.
Oh, we've only got one ground thing left, by the way, if that's the indication.
Oh. Oh, this. It's anti-air guns shooting me.
So the oh yeah, quite right heavily actually. I'm zoomed in watching that anti-air gun just now. There's quite a bit of ground fire coming up here.
Yeah.
This makes it a little bit more interesting. I'll just fly around there a little bit.
I'm gonna have to climb away from that because I'm too big to dodge it. Cover, anyone?
Well, where are you?
Above the trees, Paul.
So I've been shot. Oh, shit. Oh, no, I've got a little bit of a problem in my hands. Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm managing to dodge this quite nicely, I would say. We probably should be doing a little bit more of an effort to do a little bit of teamwork here. Just a little bit.
Oh, for God's sake, this plane is made of pastry.
Is it French?
What the hell is that? What's this green?
He's got a silly name.
We've got some green crap on the screen here. What's that about?
Green crap on the screen. Is that the trees, Paul?
No. There's like a green hue that I'm flying through at the moment. It's like two.
Is that someone's smoke out the back of the plane that you can buy upgrades?
Oh, maybe.
It's the Moscow smog.
No, there's definitely Angry Planes hotel, yeah. A6M2 has got green crap coming out of him.
We're going for JP hype now, are we?
Yeah, I thought I might as well, being that he's a big, fat, slow bomber. What are you flying in?
No idea. Volkswagen.
I'm in a Nimrod,
I think. See that someone else
is
ahead, but
their
plane is
crap.
Made out of paper.
Pretty much. He's got a skull next to his name, which kind of tells me he's probably pretty good. Or he's had a load of
kills. That means
oh,
he's
got him.
The bloke who just kills you.
How did I even get assist on that?
Go for the yak.
I don't know what that is. You keep seeing the yak. What is the yak? Chiz, I'm following you.
Some of the guys flying. I'm flying towards you, Sam, but I don't see a yak anywhere.
No, he got shot down before he got to you.
Alright. Because the top right-hand is the username, and below that is the plane they're in, Paul.
Ah! Well, there you go. See, that guy with the green crap's flying around near you. He's the guy flying the A6M2.
I think he's trying to mark an area for us.
But it doesn't mean it. I think he's just trying to do crap in the sky there. I mean, currently at the moment he's trying to make a Muppet mouth. That's what it looks like to me.
I believe he's trying to mark potential targets.
It's a Muppet mouth.
Oh.
Overheated my gun. Right. I've lost him. Where are you? Right, okay, so Chiz, you're up in this. Oh, I'm getting shot. Whoa! Barrel roll.
I'm trying to kill him, Paul.
Yeah, it's fine. He didn't get me. My barrel rolling technique saved the day again. Mission accomplished. Yay!
Ah, I'm fourth. I got knocked down a bit. That's disgraceful.
Right.
Stick with it.
Chiz, how are you finding this?
Yeah, no. Like it. It's all good.
Yes, no.
It's good.
Well, I'm just,
that's the sort of insight we look for on the Gamer Show.
Me planes. I still don't have any good planes. They're all still crap.
Right. See, now, again, as we pointed out earlier, you both spuffed all your Golden Eagles, which is essentially the currency of the game, on one little crappy first tier plane.
Well, if you'd been here to fix that earlier, that would have been. So, really, it's your fault.
With the, don't do that. I thought that might have helped, but apparently not.
Right, I've got
Koulios.
I've got 140 golden eagles, so can I buy a plane with that? Where do I buy the planes?
Hmm.
You can probably speed up. Yeah, No, but you can speed your research up with Golden Eagles.
So if I go to the research menu here, there's just buttons here. Oh, I've pushed a button.
But you can't pull because you spent all of yours.
I've got 30.
It's not going to speed you through very much, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well. So, right, where are we going for Sam? Come on, let's get some direction from our squadron leader.
I'm going to go for this MiG here. Leo Axe. Ah! Paul!
Oh. What?
Just kind of scurried out of my anus there.
That's where I live.
Whoop.
Is it? Like a little hermit crab living in my butt cloaca.
Right. So, Chiz, I'm coming down to help you with whatever you're doing down here.
Yep. I'm shooting Gustavo down.
Gustavo.
Gustavo? The Gestapo? Is this a lower low?
It's Gustavo Frings.
Right, I'm coming back in, lads. Oh, I think someone might be shooting me, though.
I've peppered him with quite a few shots, but this bugger... He's not going down. It's another hit. I've had, it must be about 10 hits on his plane. He's still flying around.
I've jammed my gun.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Unfortunately, well, short blasts. James.
Yeah, I know. Gustavo has a significantly more agile plane than me.
It's probably Japanese.
A Zhukovsky or something like that. It sounds Russian.
It does sound Russian, actually.
I may be totally
there is talk that the Russians have a slight bias towards them in this game. Because
the developers are Russian.
Yes. So the reason I keep shouting about Yaks, Paul, is because Yaks are built out of Stellinium, which
Stellinium?
Is... Yeah, a World War II era Soviet metal, which not even Superman could break.
Okay.
It's the hardest substance known to man. They're just totally bulletproof when you can hit them, which is not often.
We should be doing a little bit more. I kind of feel like tactics might be really good here. I've got some steam
coming. Shoot them in the
out.
Face.
Well,
yeah,
I was kind of meaning more like...
tactic.
Aim for the genitals.
Kick them when they're down.
Yeah.
Oh,
surprise.
Genius, Paul. Absolutely stunning genius there. Yep. That worked phenomenally well. Yeah. No arsing around.
Oh, dear.
No kind of...
Yeah.
Just actually curving slowly straight into me.
Did I take you out as well?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal piece of flying.
Oh, jeez.
Paul Wheatley, the Baldrick of the skies.
I didn't realise I'd taken you out there. I thought I just managed... I was trying to, don't get me wrong, but... I didn't realise I'd managed to. Superb.
I'm going after Captain Planet.
Are you?
Don't approve of his. Yeah, I don't approve of all his eco-friendly bullshit.
Yeah, he
like
is a bit of a
cars.
Twat.
And see if I can cut him
I
off
could
at the
do
pass.
With a hand, actually, if you chaps wouldn't mind awfully.
Okay, I know you're not going to be able to answer this question.
I
think you are. Oh, there you are. Is it Lemon? Lyman or something?
Whoa.
I don't know. I can't see who's behind me, Paul.
Look behind you! It's a clear... Whoa! Got a kill! I think they decided to shoot me now, Sam, so I've helped you to a degree.
Sorry. Yep.
Oh, I just need one more bullet and he's down, but I've jammed the gun. Oh, shit.
No, you need a hell of a lot more than one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, because I've just put a few into him. I've got him. I got him.
He's flaming.
I think I got him. Did I get him?
No, he's still flying. Yeah, I got him.
He's down.
I got the revenge assist for that.
We got a teamwork thing for that.
Oh, I've had my wing taken off. I think that's me.
Oh, I've just got Ross has got someone in his arse. I'm trying to...
I just had someone just crash. Just speed willy down. Willy nilly.
We did well there because we were getting wildly outnumbered. Or we were getting defeated heavily there, and we ended up winning that, which is quite cool.
I did not do as well.
Hello to everybody watching us.
Done previously.
Hello everybody watching us on Twitch. We've got 5 viewers currently on Twitch, so hello. That's quite good. Yeah.
For a new thing, that's quite exciting.
Yeah. So it's first time on Twitch tonight.
So we have one more person that is currently that we have currently playing the game.
Yeah. It's the five of us playing the game currently, that's what it is. Do you want to try a tank battle?
Yeah, we can do.
The tank battles were rubbish, to be honest, but
so did I. And let's have a go. I don't think they'd make for great viewing, but
yeah,
let's
I know.
Give it a shot.
So let's just, for the purposes of showing off what the other bits this game can do, let's do at least one tank battle.
So everyone needs to go down and click on army in the bottom.
Yeah, army
left.
In the bottom left-hand corner.
Well, I've just unlocked my hurricane, and now we're going to get tanks.
Yeah, well, we can come back and play another round of this. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show, so. We'll play a tank and then we'll go back and do another one or two flights if we manage to fit them in. And we are good to go. I'm quite enjoying this. I like this game. It's very satisfying.
I've only got two tanks. Let's go.
Oh, off we go. Right.
One of my tanks appears to be a Ford Capri with a Dodge exhaust.
You're on the British tanks as well, Chiz. Yeah. We have identically bad tanks.
I have the American tank.
Our tactic will be here to die over and over again until our enemy eventually gets tired of killing us and just leaves.
Or we litter the field with our wreckage so they can't actually get to any of the objectives because all of our dead tanks.
As an American, I feel we should watch out for Paul's friendly fire.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. And off we go. Here we go.
Right. Where are we going? Are we... Chiz seems to be going off for the B point.
No, Chiz is going away in the opposite direction.
I've just discovered my tank crew have some sort of forbidden love. They're going away to somewhere secret and do a bit of army bombing.
Wow.
I'm gonna go for the B point.
We all appear to be heading like far away from the B point, or are you guys just know of some?
No, well, it's called a flanking maneuver, Paul.
Oh, well, there we go. You were learning stuff here.
And
who said that this channel was not educational?
I thought you knew all about flanking.
Well, that's the position I played in rugby, if that's where you're going with that.
Ah, found the machine gun. I didn't know where it was.
Oh, what's the machine gun? What button's that?
Number one.
Spacebar.
Oh, well, there you
don't
go.
Don't do much against other tanks, so.
Right, I fear we are outclassed by the enemy here, as they appear to have taken all of the points.
Yeah, I got hit once, and now my tank is not moving.
But you can do a repair. You've got guys inside it that you can repair.
Oh, what button to do that with, like?
R, I think it is.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I've gotten stuck in the river. How can a tank get stuck in the river?
Because it's not aquatic.
Yeah,
it is aquatic.
It's supposed to be.
Oh, shit.
Well, it probably depends how deep the river is. If you go in the tank...
The river wasn't that deep.
Boy, it will get buggered.
Somebody's shooting at us.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm going to hide behind you, okay?
Jesus Christ, what the hell is this thing?
I can't remember the button to zoom in.
Right click on your mouse.
No, there's a button that zooms in even more.
Oh, really? I only know about the right click on your mouse.
I meant to see, because it seems to be the only one they haven't got.
You know, I really do like the slow-mos on the tanks, though. Because you can kind of see the guys inside getting killed.
Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, would you mind awfully helping or getting out of the way?
No, I'm dead.
Instead, you chose to just die behind me like a flit.
Am I capturing C?
Yeah, I think you are. Well done. Bravo.
Zone captured. The trick is, basically, flee all battles and be sneaky.
Yeah. Just totally avoid them.
Oh, I did a power slide there in my tank. That was impressive.
Yeah. My tank guy got a shell straight to the rectum.
So I'm now watching Sam. So Sam is struggling to get over a small mound.
I went back to the hangar. Oh, well.
No, I'm not struggling.
You're choosing to hang out behind a small mound.
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Somebody's going
to
push you over the wall.
Get out of the way, you great big fat bastard.
There's two other tanks queuing to get over the wall here. That's impressive.
We're not queuing to get over the wall, Paul.
Hey, you looks like that, though. That's exactly what it looks like.
Oh,
what's happened?
I got killed there. I'm not. I don't really know.
You're dead. All right. I didn't actually notice.
One of my own team shot me.
Nice. That wasn't me. Anyway, return to the hangar. So that's the tank stuff, and you can see by no means are we even remotely as entertained with the tank stuff as we are with the flying stuff.
It's
so.
A bit poor, to be honest.
Yeah.
Chiz, are you still in?
No, he died just after me.
Yeah. Well, no, I died. I'm in the game still, but not with that match.
Okay, back to aviation. Well, we have one more flight because that's almost 9 o'clock. So let's have one more flight and then we'll call it a night.
Right. Should we try and form a squadron here?
That's a crazy idea, Sam, but I think I like it.
Okay. Right. So if everyone attempts to form up on me, I'm going to be flying a Hurricane Mark One. Should be slow enough for everyone to keep up with.
Can I fly up above you but upside down and they'll like touch cockpits and reach out to each other?
Did you just want to say touch cockpits? My plan is to move in across to the left, which is possibly either starboard or port, I'm not sure which, right?
We're not in a boat though, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. It's same for planes.
No, right, no, everyone... you're lying.
It is.
Nope.
Is everyone behind me?
Nope. Oh yeah, I see you now. Yep.
I'm on 46% engine, so people should be able to catch up. This is caught up.
Lord James is catching you as well.
Right. So we're gonna go out.
Chiz has just left you.
We're gonna flank. Whoa! Right. Okay, that's it. I'm going too fast for any of you to catch up now. Okay, there's a cock pull herb her.
Right. I'm gonna stall. Okay, I'm going too high. My engine's failing.
Oh. Cock ranger just shot me out. Cock ranger just shot me out of the sky.
Alright, let's kill the rage quit king to see if he rage quits.
Where is he? I can't find him. Where is he? So I got cock ranger again.
Oh look, we won.
No we didn't, we failed.
Undeservedly,
no, we didn't.
I would say.
We failed.
No, we failed.
No, I won.
How did you win? Were you in the other team?
I was above you.
Yeah,
I was above you.
I know.
Cool. Grant, well, guys, what did you think then? What was your, in summary, what was your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, it's good. When you start off, it kind of feels like you're dragging your balls through glass to get the better planes, but then it's free to play, so they'll definitely find a way to try and make you cough up cash.
They do, yeah. I quite enjoyed it. It's quite an easy game to kind of get into and play for like kind of 5-10 minutes or something like that. It doesn't like request hours of your time. So it was good. This podcast and all others in the British Tech Network is brought to you by the UK2. They are fantastic. If you head on over to UK2, let them know that the British Tech Network sent you. If you head on over to the Sponsor Us section, you'll see all the voucher codes and everything like that in there for UK2. Also, if you go to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, you can get a link through to all the voucher codes and all sorts of cool stuff like that. It's all very awesome. The other ones I just want to mention is Patreon. If britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon or search for British Tech Network on Patreon, and please send us over all of your hard-earned cash. We really appreciate it. And anything from a dollar a day, which I think is about 66 pence, sorry, a week, no, a month, yeah, dollar a month, 66 pence a month, something like that. Anything from that upwards, we really appreciate it. All goes towards technology and things like that for the network, so we really, really appreciate everything like that. The live show is sponsored by 100TB, so they are basically the UK2, but in America. So if you are in America and you want any kind of website related stuff, hosting, DNS, VPN, VPSs, all that kind of good stuff, head on over to 100TB and they'll be able to help you out. So really appreciate it. So final thoughts, Sam, Chiz, on War Thunder. Definitely worth a worth a pickup.
Yep.
Good. All good.
Really good.
You guys will give it a shot if your PC, if you got a PC, it'll run it.
Or a Mac. Max runs on Macs too.
Yeah, runs on Mac as well. It's totally free. Great fun. Better with more people. I think we're going to leave this and go and practice some maneuvering.
Yeah, I'd say so. Cool.
Really enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks very much, guys. So in 2 weeks' time, my leg pending, we'll be back to our regular show. 2 weeks' time, we might try and do a couple
of
these.
I find it odd that a sore calf muscle is stopping you from doing a podcast.
It's standing. If I had a tall chair, it's because all of my podcast equipment is set up at my standing desk, but I don't have a tall chair. I actually checked, and none of my chairs actually do. So, anyway. So it's not stopping me doing a podcast. It's just stopping us do the regular show where I normally stand. But hey-ho, it's been fun, and we've got to test out Twitch. So thank you very much for the people that are still hanging out in the Twitch room. It's been a pleasure chatting to you this evening. We will see you again in 2 weeks. Good night.
Night.
Bye.
Bye. Ross is asking, even though he's played like 3 or 4 games now, he's now asking, are we shooting the red or the blue?
Yeah, I saw that. I think he's doing that for comical effect, though. So
you would never
underestimate. That's all fun. In
fairness, Ross probably thinks we're the green team, so, you know, you can see where he's coming from.
I can see that. Right. Okay. Someone tell him probably the red ones then.
He figured it out, apparently.